Welcome back to How to Talk to Weirdos. We have a short episode today, and I'm trying out a few new things. Talking about voice and poise and posture, so what I did is I actually have two cameras, and part of the time I'm going to be sitting, part of the time I'm going to be standing. I'm really curious to see if you can tell a difference in my voice. If you're not even watching and you can hear a difference in my voice when I stand, I would love to hear that sort of feedback. So at the end of the show, please go into the show notes where you can give comments. I'd love to hear if you can hear a difference. Another thing that I'm going to do is I changed microphones. So instead of using my large normal microphone, I have a microphone clipped to my shirt. And I want to see if the sound quality is as good or close enough to good, because then it gives me the freedom to do things like stand up and move around. So I hope you enjoy our episode. Looking forward to it. Do any of you remember that Seinfeld episode where Kramer is chaperoning Miss Rhode Island in the Miss America pageant? He's in the hotel room with her and he is coaching her. And one thing he says is, "If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, poise counts." And he was talking about physical poise, but verbal poise is just as important. So physical poise is the way you carry yourself, your posture, the way you hold your head, all of that. Verbal poise is the way that you use your voice. And in both cases, they're really important when you are on a one-to-one sales call so that you can show that you're confident, or if you're having a meeting with your team and you need to get a point across, or you're doing a very large presentation. In all those cases, both physical and verbal poise really do count. There are a few things to think about. First one is volume. When people speak too quietly and other people can't hear them, then that's not great. You don't get a lot of conveyance of your confidence if you're kind of mumbling or talking too quietly. But conversely, if you are speaking very loudly, people may be able to hear you, but sometimes it can make them kind of lean back. If it's so loud, they may lean back. Sometimes you can use speaking quietly as a way to get people to engage more. If you speak quietly, a lot of times they'll actually lean into you so that they can hear you a little bit better. So just be conscious of the volume of your voice, and if it's appropriate, can be heard well enough and it's engaging people. Another one is ending a sentence with confidence. It drives me crazy when people say things like, "I'm really good at accounting." Just the way they ended that sentence makes it sound like a question. And what always goes through my head is, are you telling me or are you asking me? So when you end a sentence, just end it firmly, make it work. Another one is speaking from your diaphragm. So when you speak from down low, your voice is lower, it's fuller, it's richer, it sounds better. When people start talking from up in their throat, you can hear it. And they sound more stressed and they sound more tense and less confident. And then sometimes people talk from their noses and nobody likes that sound. So speak from your diaphragm. A good way to remember to do it, and this is a posture thing, is always keep your shoulders low. The more you raise your shoulders, the more you're going to speak from higher up in your chest, which you don't want. So keep your shoulders low and then relax your belly. If you are feeling like you need to have a flat belly, so you're pulling it in, it doesn't give as much room for the air. So you need to relax your belly, speak from your diaphragm, keep your shoulders low, back straight. And again, on posture is a really important thing. And one thing that I have found is it's a lot easier to have good posture when you're standing. When I'm sitting, I tend to slouch. When I'm standing, your core is already engaged, so it's easier to have good posture. And so I'm going to stand up right now. You can sometimes hear a difference in people's voices when they go from sitting to standing just because of their posture. So now I've switched over and I'm standing. And standing again gives you better posture so that you can have a better voice, but it also gives you more freedom. I'm using my hands. I don't use my hands all that much, but I use them almost none when I'm sitting. They're usually resting on the table. When I stand, I use them a little bit more. It also gives me the ability to move. Sometimes that sort of movement, the use of your hands, and just the fact that you're elevated gives you a little bit extra gravitas in what you're saying. And if you're in a meeting and everyone's sitting around the table, it may seem odd to just stand up and start talking to make your point stronger. A great excuse is to use a whiteboard. So if you're in a meeting and you feel like you want to stand up to really make your point hit home, go and use the whiteboard. Even if what you're drawing isn't all that important on the whiteboard, it gave you a great reason to stand up, to move, and that way you're able to project your thoughts a little bit better. One thing that my mother used to say all the time is, she was a theater person, she would say, "Speak from your diaphragm, Jeremy." The other thing she would say is, "You must enunciate." So when you are making either a sales pitch to one person, or you are talking to your team, or you're making a great big presentation in front of a lot of people, think about poise. Think about Kramer. Poise counts. And that is both your posture and it's how you use your voice.
Thanks for listening to another episode of How to Talk to Weirdos. Hopefully you found it both interesting and useful. If either of those things is true, please share. Do you have a friend or a coworker who could benefit from listening? Maybe a family member you're going to be spending the holidays with? Please send them a link to your favorite episode and see if your conversations don't get just a little bit easier. I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much and have a great week.